Blog Talk Radio.
PDP, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we're unmuted because, you know, it's my fault because I'm, dude, the work has been so crazy that I just literally, I walked in the door, turned on the TV and saw, what's his name, do a flip from the cage onto the outside or whatever, and it's like, dude. But anyways, for the people listeners, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information. And, of course, don't forget Paul's Photos. Paul's Photos came out, brought his A-team to come and take some pictures at Major Love, and it was awesome. So we'll get into all that in just a minute. But first, let's take it around the horn. First of all, Sonia, are you there? And if you are, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Did you survive all the drama that was Major Love?
Yes. It was actually true.
And Petey Pete, what about you? Hey, man, Pete had three jobs that was going to happen. He was supposed to help me run the back, and that fell through.
Yep.
Then he was going to help maybe do some refereeing or whatever, and then he ended up doing the announcing for us or whatever, and we were hopefully going to have him do some commentary, but we ended up using him as our announcer and everything. So before we get into it, what about that? First of all, Pete, how did it go? Because there was so many changes to the lineup, which we're going to talk about, but because I don't know about you, but I was like, there was so much stuff that didn't happen that was supposed to happen because of the last minute changes, and one of them was that of the announcer. But it seemed to go off not too bad, right?
I think
no, you know
what? It's going to be
yeah, I feel like the show overall was great. You couldn't tell.
Right.
The only thing for me was I didn't go in prepared to do any announcing, so I don't like.
Yeah.
So like I lost my I started losing my voice about halfway through.
Right. Yeah, and it's
you
true because you're not. Yeah, you're not prepared, but you know it's a good real quick. We'll talk a little bit about that. You know, as we continue on down the line. But real quick, Pete, before we get into talking about that, give out that number real quick in case we're going to probably start taking calls about 8 o'clock. A lot of the people that I talked to when I put it out there or whatever, I said we'll probably start taking some calls at 8 o'clock because I want to talk about Major Love before we get into that. So go ahead, Pete. Can you give that number out real quick?
Yep. Okay. So the call in number, if you want to call in right now, or 8 o'clock. The call-in number is 563-999-3016.
3016. Okay. So we'll take some calls, and I'm interested to get some people's opinion because it was we worked for the people who don't understand. We worked so hard on this show. We met with the Petey Pete Marquez family and everything a few times. You know, and there's going to be some roadblocks, okay? But, again, after this was all said and done, I came home and I was talking to my wife and I said, I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't. So I have lost so many friends and I have so much heat with people that I don't want to do it anymore. I don't. And remember, Sonia and Petey Pete, I told you I was going to be honest, man. And I have to be. I do because people don't understand. They just don't get it. So besides all the stuff that happened before, I ended up shelling out $140 because maybe it's because of me, because I'm a wrestler and I know what it's like. But you know, I had to give I put a little bit of money away. I always do. And then, like, a lot of times when I sell tickets, I have an envelope with the money in it. And 9 times out of 10, Manny goes, just keep it. Just keep it because you're the one who did the work. But I can't do that. I have to give people money that I feel deserve it, okay? So this is we're going to get to that. I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we get there. And it's nobody's fault. It's not Manny's fault. It's not – it's me. I do it. because I, you know, I wanted to or whatever. So I'm not complaining about, you know, coming out of pocket or whatever. The reason I do it, there's a specific reason, and I'll get into it. So before we do that, let's take one thing at a time, okay? First of all, the flyers, okay? We'll take that around the horn, too. We, you know, the person that we usually have do the flyers, you know, it fell through. We were scrambling around trying to get somebody to make the flyers for us and everything. So they didn't come out till 2 weeks before the show, literally 2 weeks. Now, here's what we're going to take around the horn. When they came, Guyam came down, flew. I mean, that was the fastest I've ever seen him move. Bam, he came down, gave us the flyers, and bam, he was out of there. So I took a stack. Mm-hmm. And I went everywhere. I went to Metroflex. I went to Huntington Beach, Seal Beach. I got up early the Saturday before. At 6:30, I was at the Cypress Swap Meet with the little, you know, those little backpacks or whatever. And any Mexican with a cowboy hat or a lucha shirt, I was passing those flyers out. You know, because I want that place packed, and I put on there. It's not for me. I'm old, dude. I've done my time. I just, you know, do it to help and just for certain things, you know, to wrestle. So that was one thing. So real quick, Sonia, give me your thoughts on that, and then we'll go to Pete. Do you think that kind of hinders a little bit, that it took a while for them to get out?
I mean, yeah, probably, but the show did turn out great. I feel that there was more people than there was the last one.
Oh, there was
like,
no
all
doubt.
The seats are pretty much, yeah, all the seats are pretty much full. So I don't think it messed it up too bad.
No, and it's just when I come out, you know, of the dressing room, you know, I want to see that. I don't even want to see floor. You know, I want to see that place packed just so even
yeah.
Word of mouth gets out there, you know. But for what, believe me, in no way. I mean, it came, everything that we had planned, you know, went pretty much as far as, the, you know, with the pyro and the way they came out and stuff like that, that went really well. But Pete,
yeah.
give me your thoughts on that. Do you think that would have helped a little bit more? And not only that, but we would have been able to get those flyers out earlier so I could give them to some of the wrestlers, and they can pass them out to, like, their fans or the people who follow them, right?
Yeah.
The flyers are a big thing, but to me, I think the flyers are better if I think more people look
can barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm having trouble. Can you hear him, Sonia?
No, I can't hear him.
Pete, I don't
hear
you. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Now we can hear you.
Okay. My headphone shifted. Sorry about that. So I feel like the flyers themselves, I think as a promotional product, they're great on their own, but I feel like social media is
yeah.
a bigger part now. Like, if you notice, like almost every wrestler that we had on the show has an Instagram account, has a Facebook
right.
account. And
right.
that's where they promote all that stuff. You get them the flyer digitally, they're going to share
uh-huh.
it everywhere.
Right.
And the earlier you get it to them, they're going to share that. They're going to spread that out. Like, as soon as
right.
I got the flyer, that's the first thing I did, was I posted it on Instagram on both my personal page and on the podcast page. You know,
yeah,
and,
which
and
is about
that, and then,
what 90% of the people do. You're right.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
and so
that's
a huge aspect of it. Like, because I feel
okay.
like even as far as it's just getting the design down. Once you have the design down, if you don't have a physical product yet, you can put the
yeah.
you can put the digital out online, and then
uh-huh.
on the show Facebook page, I had them create an event for it. So you can create
right.
a whole event. There was so people's like, oh, I'm interested in this, or I'm not interested in this. I'm going. They can RSVP
right.
on there, and it gives them all the information where they need to get tickets. All that information is right there. So I feel like
right.
that's a huge aspect, that one of the big things that I feel like we could do better on as far as promotion went. But the flyers are a big thing because there is that crowd, like you said, that crowd at the swap meet, the crowd that are in there just driving around. Oh, wow,
right.
there's going to be a wrestling show in the area. Let's find out more about it. But so
yeah,
they can see that flyer and then go to the social media. That's what they're going to do. They're going to Google UWC.
Right.
You know?
Well, there was
so
a few people that I knew when I was – not that I knew, that I didn't know, that when I was passing out flyers, that they go, dude, I didn't even know that there was Lucha in L.A. Who knows if they showed up or not, but still, there was just people, you know, and people like me, I'm old, dude. I have a Facebook and I have an Instagram and all that, but, you know, by the time I get home from work and I don't know how to use it, so I'm calling Jessica, can you help me or whatever. But, you know, it's just you got to hit all – you have to hit all the ways you can. But anyways, so that was that. Now, This is what I'm telling you. This is just the God's honest truth. And this is why I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, 2 days before and 2 days after, my phone rings all the way up until, okay, the Saturday night before, I was up till 2:30 in the morning. Okay, but I'll tell you why in a second. But the first thing that happened was Cristalco Atele, I was working for Kayam at his show, Lucha Libre Alliance, which is the week before or whatever, and he said, hey, bro, I hate to do this to you, but, you know, he got called to go down to New Japan and AEW, you know, to go work over there. I can't. What am I going to say? No, you committed to us. Don't you dare go over there. Of course, man. I mean, you can't. That's like if you're working for, you know, some house band, and then all of a sudden Michael Jackson and them call you to come work for them. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, okay, exactly. So he's out. No problem. We'll find somebody for him. You know, I had a little bit of advance notice. Okay, no problem. So I'm working on that, and then 3 days before the show, I'm coming home from work, and I get a call from, we'll just put it out there. I got a call from Chaz, and it was just, you know, hey, man, this is what's happening, and I'm not comfortable with this, and I don't want to do this. Now, not to divulge in too much into it, because I don't feel that we need to let the whole thing out, but he was uncomfortable with somebody that was wrestling, and she hadn't been trained enough, which narrows it down pretty much right there. You know, blah, blah, blah. And so here's my dilemma as the booker. I booked the matches. And when Manny and I talked, we were like, well, this is what we want to do, but we know that, so we just want to do this so that the people want to see more, blah, 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 whatever, right? So now it's 3 days before the show. Everything's set in stone. I got these people on the flyer. We had this worked out. It was really going to throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. So I can see both sides. Okay, I get what you're saying, bro. I really do. But first of all, that's I can bring it to Manny, and 9 times out of 10, Manny's going to go, well, too bad. And, you know, and that's it. So when I talk to him, he's like, well, look, man, we already have this set. I understand or whatever, but I can't change anything now. So 2 days before, Chaz says, hey, bro, I'm sorry. I hate to do this to you or whatever, but I'm not going to do the show. I just, out of principle, I can't do it and blah, blah, blah. So now I have to change everything around, okay, because that's a semi-main event, okay?
Yeah, that was a tough.
So I had to move a bunch of people around, and when you move somebody from this match to this match, you know, the guys in semi get a little bit more money. So, and then we have at least 2 weeks before, I give Manny a set of envelopes with each wrestler's name on and how much they're supposed to get paid, okay? So now we have to change that. We have to pull this guy's envelope, take this guy's, change this. It's a lot. And then I had to change the whole lineup, and for the way I had to change it, I screenshot the music to the DJ about a week before, just so he has it. Now I had to change all that. So what happened, this is just to give you an example, AJ was going to team with Guyam after all. It turned into a big thing. So I said, look, man, we'll hit Guyam's music when he gets to the ring. He'll let everybody know what's happening. Then we'll hit AJ's music, and he'll come out, because that's going to surprise everybody.
Yep.
What happened, Pete? Guyam came out, they hit AJ's music, so the whole thing was blown. From there, so
So I'm in the ring because I knew the setup, and I had to go back because there was some confusion between Tony and Guyam, like who's coming out first, who's going to say what, what's going
to
happen.
And I explained it to him, but again, it was last minute, and I explained it to him, but they still, it's hard. Go ahead, because it was all last minute. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So I'm going back and forth with him. We got it set. I let him know what's happening. You know, I let the DJ know what's happening. I go, okay, this is what's going to happen. I even let him know that, like, they're going to come over here and pick up this mic. I made sure the mic was visible, and so it was all good. And then so Guyam gets in, and I hand the mic to Guyam, and AJ's music starts playing.
Which totally ruined
And he's not looking at me. So I'm trying to get him to cut the music, he's not looking at me. And so, like, he's off doing his thing, which, okay. So Graham's looking at me like, what's going on? So I just kind of leaned over and said, you fucked it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Well, check it out. I want to go to Sonia before, because we're I started to get a little bit ahead of myself, but I want to go to her. But it's the 15-minute mark. Let's Pete hit a couple of songs real quick so we can reset. I'll come back. We'll talk about Paul's photo, and then we'll go to Sonia. Go ahead. Give us a quick break, real quick. We'll be right back. UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com, and we're live on air. Of course, I got Sonia with me, and I got PDP Jr. and myself. I'm telling you, man, I'm so sorry. I mean, last minute, like I say all the time, this is why we have Pete running the board, doing stuff for us now, because, you know, by the time I get home, of course, I left my bag at work, and that has the Paul's Photo commercial in it. So for the people listening, you got to check out Paul's Photo, located in the city of Torrance. It's right on Hawthorne Boulevard, and we'll talk a little bit later about that too. But he brought down – he has different classes, you know, and so he brings even some of the people who graduated. And it's funny because if you watch his Facebook – he does a big promo that he's there, and he goes, I'm here at United Wrestling Council. Today we're going to be shooting live wrestling, and I have my Canon E5-876. The exposure is going to be 028. I'm going, holy crap, what is he talking about? But, yeah, the pictures came out awesome. All the feedback that I got was how great they caught some of the action shots like that. So Paul's Photo, don't forget, we'll make sure that we get everything, you know, get the address and everything, but you can always go to paulsphoto.com to get all the information from there. I highly recommend it. If you're into photography, you definitely got to go check. This man knows what he's talking about. I never knew how much of a big difference it made. But anyways, check out Paul's Photo. You can go to paulsphoto.com. Now, Sonia, real quick before we continue on, you know, Give me your thoughts on that. We'll let, you know, PG Jello is, of course, yes, she is green. She has been training a little bit. But what we had, what it is the girls draw really well. You know, so we wanted to implement that. But I felt comfortable for what we have. You know, you don't want to pull the curtain back too much. And it was a four-on-four tag team. It was an eight-man tag. You know, and so it's not like she had to do a whole match by herself. But so I get both sides. I get what Chaz is saying, and I get, you know, hey, man, we already have the card set where it's very minimal what she's going to be doing, but she's just going to be out there, blah, 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 whatever. So that's one of the first things that had to be addressed before the show even started. You know what I mean? Because there's a little office in the back that where I have my table and I have the lineups and where the guys come and get paid and we have everything done. So before we started anything, we just had to make sure and explain, hey, man, this is what's going on. This is why Chaz isn't going to be here, blah, 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 whatever. So, and I thought Sonia was like, well, look, man, this is what we got going on and, you know, whatever. So it wasn't that really that bad or whatever. But real quick before we continue, Sonia, give us your thoughts on all that business.
It wasn't that bad, although I'd love to see Chess wrestle and stuff, and it sucks that he didn't.
Yeah.
The show was still awesome without him wrestling.
Yeah.
AJ and Kayama and all them, they did really great. That was a great match, especially at the end when AJ turned on Kayama.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Chivo Jr. came out of nowhere and hit a dropkick from hell or whatever, and that really popped the crowd. So it did turn out well, but that, okay, so not only that, but I'm in the back. I'm switching lineups. I'm switching people around, and then Mr. Cali comes and goes, hey, bro, I don't think Super Galacho's coming. He says he didn't remember when I said, you know what, that was my fault. I saw him at Lucha Libre Alliance, and I talked to him. I said, hey, don't forget you're with us or whatever. I didn't get his information because I know who he is, and we've talked before. So I go, holy crap, I forgot to get a hold of him, and he's coming from way past, like almost Oxnard area or whatever.
Yeah.
So what happened was, when Cuistal couldn't make it or whatever, Santana was coming from Vegas, and the guys from Sky High or Top Flight, I'm sorry, I keep calling them, yeah, Sky High, one of them was hurt. One of them got a really bad concussion. I said, well, look, man, if you want to bring him with you, you know, we'll take care of him and all that. We'll put him in our match or whatever. So, okay, cool. So his brother, Mondo Rocks, I don't remember which one got hurt, he was okay. He got cleared. And I said, well, you know what, bring them both. You know, go ahead and bring them both, because we could definitely use them, and we'll switch some people around and we'll put them in our tag. Because I've seen them at Inoki Dojo show or whatever, and I'm like, these guys can go. So they were able to come down. Okay, cool. So they came down. Had everything set, and then that's when they tell me, hey, dude, Super Gabacho's not coming. I said, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. So I'm like, all right, I'm trying to call Mr. Work in Progress. I'm trying to call all these people last minute. And as the Sky High was coming through the door, I see Nick Zander behind him, and I'm like, because he lives out there in Vegas too, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And he was like, you know those, I don't know what, a, like movie or whatever, when they walk through and they go, oh, it was like that. And I go, Nick, I go, what's up, man? I go, did you bring your gear? And he's like, yeah, bro, I always carry him. I go, dude, if you want to work for us, I'll totally take care of you or whatever. And he's like, yeah, bro, no problem. Because I had seen him, Nicolette and I had went to Pride Style out in Vegas, and he worked against a girl, I can't remember her name. Or hold on a second. Nicolette, who did Nick Zander wrestle? Bella Thorne out there. And it was a heck of a match. So he's like, sure, bro, no problem. So now that he's there, I had to switch things up a little bit more. So I put Maligno with JBD, and then I put Atomic with Mr. California, because Atomic and Mr. California had worked in Lucha Libre Alliance. So I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus, this is working out. So then I put Nick Zander with Jim Stranger to go against Legendero and Drew Masters, and I actually got to see a little bit of that match, and it turned out way better than I expected. I mean, it was like they had been working together for years. So I was so happy about that. But anyways, Freddie Helmuth was working another show, and he told me, he said, bro, I'm going to get there, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. So I knew he was coming, but the second match had already finished, and we were third. So I said, man, he ain't coming. It's going to be like a handicap match or whatever. Our music was playing, and Freddie walked through the door. And I'm like, so what we wanted to do and what we, you know, or whatever, it really, I mean, you know, you want to talk about Chamba at the last minute, but it's still, you know, for what it was, we got everything done, whatever, and everybody was happy. So we're going to intermission. You know, at this time, I'm like, okay, well, at least nothing can go wrong with the last two matches, because those are set. We're going to be good or whatever. Then we had the little bit of the fiasco with the music or whatever. But let me tell you something. Regardless of what happened or who we had to switch up and who didn't like their match and who wanted more money or whatever, the main event came out exactly the way I wanted to. You know, it, with Manny, like I said, he pays extra for stuff. He said, I think we would do good if we had the pyro with the fireworks and all that when he comes out, because I think, and dude, phone was blowing up. Hey, bro, you know, we're so used to seeing him come out to Billie Jean or whatever. That was totally, you know, different and what happened. And then with the pyro, and it really, you know, I got a lot of good feedback and calls. And then even for him, they're like, hey, bro, we want to bring him out here. And, you know, how much does he charge to come here? And what's this? So it really helped that much more. You know, for all of us. I mean, they said, man, that was a show. It wasn't just wrestling ever. So it, all in all, it ended up working out well. So before we continue, we'll start with PDP on this one. Give me your thoughts on that, because people don't really see all the stuff that goes back behind the scenes, and people saying they want more money and, you know, stuff like that. They see the final product. So for what the final product was, except for a few hitches, I thought it went really well. PDP?
You know what? Honestly, I feel like it went amazing. for me, it was a little hectic because I was trying to help run the back. I was doing the announcement, right. Running back and forth. And so I'll tell you, I had a moment of panic during the first match. I went out. I told them, okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say, wrestlers to the ring. You know, the music's going to hit. You guys come out, right?
Uh-huh.
I get in the ring. Wrestlers to the ring. You know, I do my little intro. Thank everyone for coming. Wrestlers to the ring. Music hits. And I'm standing there, and there's nothing. And the music's playing, and I'm looking, and I'm trying not to look. I look at my watch. I'm looking at the curtain. There's no movement. And the music's playing, and finally, they come through. And
uh-huh.
So, like, there was little things like that. Or like one of the big things, right? I think from my perspective, from my angle, being in the ring as I'm announcing, someone comes through the curtains. And they leave the curtains wide open, so watching the next guy.
You can
guy
see everybody
up,
in the back.
I can see him right there. I'm like, oh my God,
yeah.
Someone close the curtain.
Yeah. But again, Pete, that's the reason why you have to have somebody running the back. That's why I
can't wrestle
and run the back at the same time. Because little mm-hmm. things like that, I know when to send them out or whatever. And if you're not back to go, let's go, you're next, they'll wait and they'll be like, you ready? Okay, and then they go. You know what I mean? So it is true. You have to have those bases covered, you know, or whatever.
Yep.
So just a minor bump in the road or whatever. But
Sonya. But overall,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. But overall, the show was amazing. From beginning to end, like the first match set a great pace for everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like every match just got bigger and bigger and bigger until that main event. That main, oh my God. So. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I won't start with the main event yet until we're ready to talk about that. But I got a little story to talk about that.
Okay. Well, let's.
But yeah, I feel like
well, I'll go to Sonya. Okay. First of all, what did you think of the third match, which was us or whatever? Because I'll be honest with you, I was going after PG Jello. I was like, man, she's going to work. And I'm going after her or whatever, but they did cover for her, and the guys from Sky High kind of cut me off, you know, here and there. So, first of all, give us your thoughts on that match, and then we'll go from there.
I love that match. Watching her up there, like, with her big old smile. She loved it. She was like, oh, my God, it was so much fun. And then it was just great. I love that match. That was probably my favorite, besides the main one with Santana Jackson.
Right.
And it's like it makes you want to push her to get into to training more, but there's a lot of things like that are stopping her from doing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, which people don't see. You know, you have to be training and be prepared or whatever. Well, I've seen Santana work before, and I'm like, dude, you got to bring that here or whatever. But I had no idea because I was so busy what was going on. So I hear the people quiet down. And I'm like, what the heck's going on out there? And I'm looking out the curtain, and I don't see no Santana. And I'm going, my God, he's hurt. I'm not good. In my mind, I'm going, God, please don't let him be hurt. I'm sorry for whatever I did or for yelling at anybody or whatever. And then all of a sudden I hear the Thriller music, and I hear the pop. And I'm like, what? And then he had the wolf. And I had no idea that was going on.
That thing was the best.
Yeah.
When he did that was my favorite part. Like, I didn't even see him. I thought he fell on the other side of the ring, and then he was just on the floor. I thought he was hurt, too. But then all of a sudden, he popped out with that wolf, and I was dying. It was amazing.
Yeah, and he, you know, how can I put this without pulling back the curtain too much? I knew as a dance partner, Guy Kuhl and Hellman Rosecrown would be the best ones for those guys to work against because they're all four really good workers, and I knew that it was going to come out really well. So,
Seeing Guy Kuhl and
Hellman Rosecrown.
Yes, Hellman. I told you he just blanked on his name, but I do know it. They have gotten so much better together too. The moves that they're doing together, were cool.
Their chemistry
increased.
And they're getting
gotten so much better together.
Yeah, and they're getting work at a lot of different places now. And let me tell you something. That was a lot of the phone calls and texts and messages that I was getting too. They said they want to see Guy Kuhl and Hellman Rosecrown versus Sky High, or
yeah,
have like a Vegas versus yeah, Vegas versus L.A. type of thing, whatever. And I thought, oh, you know, I wanted to take – I told Manny, dude, I'm going to take a week off, man, just to recuperate. But then, you know, that lasts about an hour because then the wheels start turning. And then when somebody texted me and said, dude, if you put Sky High against Guy Cool and Helmut Rosenkranz, it's going to blow the roof off. And then the wheels started spinning. Yeah, you're right. Man, we could do this. So it just snowballs, you know, from there. And then I got another text from somebody, or a message or whatever, from somebody that said, you know, if you brought Human Tornado against Santana Jackson, that we've seen that match before, and I have never seen a match like that before. So I've gotten that. I've gotten they want to see Sean Black and Hellman Rose, Sean Black and Santana against Human Tornado and. Hold on a second. Jessica, what's the name of the – is it Jimmy Shonuff? The guy from Inoki Dojo? Jimmy Mayhem. I think he used to wrestle as Jimmy Shonuff or whatever. And I'm like, dude, that card would be tremendous if I had them. And then the semi-main was Guy Cool against Sky. So it just, you know, starts all over again. You know, and then I start getting calls and messages for stuff like that. So it just, you know, it continues to grow from there. But – I mean, I got to be honest, man, and this is the God's truth. I don't want to do it anymore. I can't. I so many people, because what happens is the 2 days before, you know, people are mad at me, and I got heat, and I got this and that, because they're like, dude, you know, I should be getting X amount of dollars or whatever. But we've had this discussion before, right, Sonia and Pete, about money? You know, and it's not like... Yeah, it's not like I got all this money and I'm saying, well, I don't think you're good enough. You deserve this. Believe me, if I can give you more, we would give you more. But Manny and I have a budget, and I try to stick to that budget as much as possible. So with that being said, if we're going to be honest, you know, I'll be honest right here on this show. Guy Cool, you know, out of my pocket, I gave him a little extra and said, look, man, I know you guys are going to shine up Santana, so can you do this for me? Because I want to make sure he shines or whatever. And I forgot all about Hellman, and I was already out of money by then. And, so I said, hey, bro, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I never have to worry about you guys. I know you guys are going to put on a good show. I promise I'll take care of you. And you know what he said? Dude, don't even worry about it, man. I did come in here. Since I've teamed with Guy Cool, we've gotten so much work done, but still I feel bad. You know what I mean? So it's things like that. And even Drew Masters, you know, I had to take him out of our match and put him in another one. Never complains. So I try to give him a little bit extra, you know, because I don't have to worry about him or whatever. And then like Atomic came all the way down from the valley, you know, and gas is expensive. You know, so even though he got a little something in his envelope, I had to give him a little bit more for gas because it's like, dude, you know, I even if I give you $20 extra, that goes in the tank. That'll be gone before you get by the airport or whatever, you know. It's a lot of that I, as a wrestler who knows, you know, I feel bad and I want them to, but out of all everything, you know, even, you know, Nick Zander, you know, I had to give him a little bit extra. And the guys from Sky High, because they're coming from Vegas. That's a four-hour drive. Yeah. And I thought they were coming with Santana, but they didn't. They came separate. You know, and I'm like, don't you guys communicate? And they go, dude, we knew he was, you know, doing a show out here, but we didn't know it was here, you know, or whatever. So, you know, a lot of money out of pocket. And then Manny says, well, you know, well, why do you do that? We have a budget for them, and we told them. I said, yeah, I know we agree on a price, but look, all the feedback we got, Sky High, hey, man, if you put them against Guy Cool, when I make that call, hey, bro, you guys want to come down because I'd like to put you guys against Guy Cool, you know what that's going to say? Hell yeah, because, you know, they know they're going to get taken care of. Or if somebody from Vegas says, hey, there's this company called UWC that's calling me, or Fabiano's calling me to come and work for him. Have you ever worked for him? Hell yeah, dude. You know, I take it. Take that booking. You know, so that's the message I'm trying to convey, you know, as far as like if what's the word I'm looking for, Pete? Like your namesake? If they know Fabi's calling, they're going to come down because you take care of them, right?
Your reputation.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to call in. Do you guys want me? Never mind.
You got a caller?
He just hung up. I got a caller, but he disappeared. So never mind.
Man, what happened? So,
I don't know.
Anyways, well, you know what? Oh my goodness, I'm way past the break time. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. If you do want to call in for the people who are listening live, the call in number is 563-999-3016. You know, we'll take a quick break when we come back. If you want to take some calls or some people want to call in or whatever, we'll go ahead and take them. I said till 8 o'clock, but. Okay. As Sonia and Petey Pete know, I'll talk for days. So it might even be better that we give the number out. But it's just that way. You know, I just want people to know that it's not – Manny and I – well, Sonia and Pete could tell you, we're not making all this money. We're you know, trying to have a place for these guys to shine, you know, and it works because people see Santana coming through that pyro and they're like, dude, let's bring that over here.
Yeah.
They get more shine and they get more work or whatever. And then when we want to use them, they know, hey man, we come over here. It's going to be a show and it's a chance for all of us to shine. So let's take a quick break. Don't forget, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3016. So PDP, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll take a couple of calls and continue talking about Major Love. You're back here live on UWC Radio. Don't you forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. We just had Major Love, so once we get that next show going, you can get your tickets online. You know, we had a few people who actually not bought the VIP tickets, but they called in advance and said, hey, look, if I send you my money now, can I reserve front row and all that? We're like, absolutely, bro. So we did that. And go ahead, Pete. Did you want to say something real quick?
No. Go ahead.
We had a really special guest that came down from a specific production company or whatever. And what happened was, I'll make a long story short, you know, they wanted to come down and check it out, you know, because they heard a lot about it. But the first thing they said was, well, you know, we don't like all that blood and guts and all that. And like, nah, man, you know, that's the reputation that wrestling has, but come down and check it out for yourself. So the specific person who is the head of this production company couldn't make it. They were going to be in Tucson, but I'm going to send somebody because I would like to get some feedback of how this show was. And dude, it was what's the word? Yahtzee, bingo, whatever. Because when
nice.
When this person gets here, you call me and let me know. So it took. First of all, I'm waiting for this person to come. And it's the doors are already open, and I'm like, what happened? I was going to bring them in for VIP, blah, 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 whatever. They were at Burger King. And I'm like, what are you guys doing at Burger King? They said, well, we went to go get tacos, but they weren't ready yet or whatever. I said, oh, my God. I said, you know what? I'll pay for your Burger King or whatever. Just come over, and I'll pay for your tacos. Or whatever. Okay, no problem. So they came, and I specifically introduced them to each wrestler, you know, put them right in the middle, front row, so they could see the show and everything. And Sunday morning when I got up, I had a ton of messages, and it was like, dude, I have never seen anything like that before. I had no idea. This is all my son's been talking about. And again, I was like, thank you, Jesus. You know, so that's what I'm talking about. That's why we do it, because people go, hey, man, it was a show. It wasn't, you know, just wrestling, and you got to come check it out. So that was one of the pluses that, you know, came out of Major Love or whatever. So to wrap it all up and put it in a nutshell, it was a lot of work. And I think Sonia and PDP can attest to, you know, what goes into it. Look, even just with this show here, you know, I'm so busy and I have so much going on that Pete's now running the board and he's taking care of that. You know, Sonia's got her segment, you know, and she's on here now so that we can, you know, have, because I'm telling you right now, pretty soon, and you guys are probably going to say thank God, but it might just be Pete and Sonia, you know, covering the news and what's coming up with the UWC, because it's just, I don't have the time. And look, I barely made it today, and I would hate for Pete to get the show all ready and we got this guest book and then I'm not here. You know what I mean? And then it just really kind of makes things look bad. So let's take it around the horn, okay? Sonia, what do you think? I mean, what's good about having Pete Jr. is now we have somebody who can actually upload a live broadcast, which is because I tried it twice and screwed it up both times. So give me your thoughts.
We got to handle it? We got to call him.
Put him on air.
They're live.
Hey, this is UWC. You're live. Can you hear me?
Hey, Fabio. It's Nicolette.
Oh, hey. You know, I was hoping that you would call me. Now, Nicolette, who is my daughter, I don't even see her. I mean, if I do see her, it's for like 10, 20 minutes, and then it's like, you know, that's it, because,
hey,
you know, we don't see that much. But
I want to tell Pete that if Hellman calls in, you guys can hang up on me and call me back, or I'll call you guys back, because he was supposed to call in, too.
Okay.
Well, you know, maybe
he was at 424. Yeah, maybe he was at the number they called.
Okay, well, I hope he calls back, and hopefully he will. But
I hope he does.
Real quick, Nicolette, talk a little bit about your match. I mean, I got some what the most feedback I got about on that match is how great a lot of the pictures of Nicolette came out, and a lot of feedback on that shirt that you had. What did it say, no haters?
My no hate shirt, because it's Pride Month. Yeah. I heard a little bit at the beginning of the show, too, Fabi, when you guys were talking about, like, all the drama and everything before, and I kind of wanted to cover a little bit of that. Myself, Jello, Sonia, Pete, I know I saw Daryl at the photo shoot at Paul's Photo. I'm trying to think of who else I had seen there. I saw Sean Black at the photo shoot. And there were some people that I didn't see at anything. Again, all of us were at promos. Everybody that you saw in the promos, Guyam, myself, Jello, we were all there. And then in the chat, it was said, submit your photo. And this is a funny story. I don't think I told you this, too. It said, submit your photo to be on the flyer.
I
sent in my photo.
Hold on, Jessica. Go ahead. Pete.
I think I got Hellman on the line. I got somebody on the line.
Okay, hey, can you stay with us, though, Jessica? Or Nicolette?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold
go ahead, hit it.
We're live right now.
Go ahead. Hey, caller, are you there?
I think I got Hellman on the line. Yes, Manny.
Okay. Hey, oh, and you know what?
It's Manny.
It's not Hellman. It's me. Who's talking in the background?
Go ahead, hit it.
Right now. Turn on your radio, Manny.
Hey, dude, there's a million things going on in the background.
I lowered it right now.
Okay.
How's that? Can you hear me?
Real quick, Manny, let Nicolette finish her point. And I'm glad that Manny's on the phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, so we could talk about, you know, it's true, though, Nicolette, that it seems like it's the same people that are there cutting promos and doing their part to get the show out there. So go ahead, finish your point. I'm sorry.
Okay, now that Manny's on the line, though, I do want to say this. When Fabi got that phone call, when Fabi went to go work LLA by himself, okay, that was Diane said. He went to go work. Fabi called me at like 9:30 at night on his way back, and he goes, I got a big problem. He goes, somebody canceled. He goes, and I need somebody. And I go, he gave me a name of somebody to call, and I had their cell phone number, and I called that person. They go, I'm working another show. So I hung up. I called Fabi back. I said, Fabi, this is what you do. I said, call Santana, ask him if he can bring Robbie. I said, Mondo's hurt right now, but they're brothers, so they probably want to bring each other. They're not going to drop one of their brothers. They probably won't work together. Fabi said, I don't know how to get a hold of them. So I helped him out, and I was able to get down Robbie and Mondo. And Fabi was looking them as top flight, and I said, they're sky high. So I was able to have connections and friends in Vegas that were able to bring them down. Exactly. And I was also the one who said, like, hey, let's go look at my friend Louie, who was like, okay, cool, we can get that down too. So that's how that was it. So, and I understand too, Fabi knows, how to book people and how to do this, but you also have to have friends that can help you out, like, in a thing. So I'd like to thank myself for getting them down, because then it made for a great match.
Yeah, and it's true, because I thought that the I don't know if it was Mondo Rocks or Robbie Lynn, was still hurt because one of them had a concussion or whatever.
Right,
and
that was
then
Mondo.
But they didn't call me or text me. They text Nicolette back and said, hey, I'm still good to go or whatever. And she said, hey, he's good to go. And I'm like, oh, great, let's bring him. So it was, it is true. Nicolette helped me out with that. And when Nicolette and I went to go see the show for Mark Ortiz over at De La O's, we saw Louie.
Sure.
And I said, hey, this guy looks familiar or whatever. Just goes, yeah, that's Louie. That's Louie Alfaro. And I said, hey, man, I like his work. You know, let's bring him over here, you know, to be in this. So that's how all that came about. So, you know, I wish every wrestler can be like that and really help out. I know people have lives or whatever, but it did make a difference and it did help a lot. I kind of get what you're saying. So, Nicolette, hang on real quick. Manny,
please,
give us your thoughts on that.
On what?
On the wrestlers that help out and cut the promos and come down. Because we're only asking for what, 15 minutes on a Saturday or a Sunday? I mean, we're not asking for – and here's the thing, okay, before we continue. Manny and I go back and forth about this because Manny goes, hey, man, you know, such and such came all the way down from Riverside. I'm going to – you know, gas is expensive. I'm going to give them some money. And I go, do not do that because then they're just going to come for the money. They don't want to help the company or whatever. And Manny's like, too bad, I'm giving it. And so Manny would take care of them, you know. So, but if it's up to the wrestler. He's not going to call you and say, hey, come down and cut a promo and I'll pay you. That's how we judge the talent. You come down, you put some effort into it, Manny's going to take care of you. And this is what I'm trying to tell the guys, but it doesn't get through. Right, Manny? You think it's just being selfish or you think these guys are so busy that they don't have time?
Well, a lot of these guys, I had talked to a wrestler, and a lot of these guys have lives, like you said. They have jobs, they have family. I understand that. But at the same time, they complain because they can't get this, they can't get that from UWC.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Well, the way I was trained by Pistol Pete is too bad. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not going to play no games. You know, you either come, and I don't think Pete paid anybody to do promos or anything like that. I don't remember that, Danny.
Heck no.
Okay? So that's one thing that – my father was a horse trainer for many years, okay? And he took care of his grooms. He took care of his exercise boys or whatnot to come last minute when I had to ride a horse. So I learned from that. Now, these wrestlers that are prima donnas, they think they are, you know?
Yeah.
They should get this, they should get that. And you know how I am, Danny. I don't give a, you know, okay? And
yeah.
What every time we had to talk about certain wrestlers or whatnot, get rid of them, get somebody else.
Am I right
or wrong?
You know, I try to tell them, I go, dude, we didn't even think about that back in the day. I know times have changed or whatever, and regardless if we got paid or not, we learned. I mean, I learned from Pete that, you know, it's important to have people there. Like if it was a cage match, he'd bring a big piece of the cage and put the banner on there, and people go, what's going on? Oh, we got a cage match. And then the wrestlers would come down, and you see Bronx Bomber all buffed out and everything, like, dude, we want to check this out. You know, but we didn't even think of going, Pete, you give me some gas money. First of all, we'd get our ass kicked. But second of all, it'd be like, you know what, dude, don't worry about it. Go work for somebody else. I appreciate everything you do, but don't come back here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's,
well,
just, just the way
not
it
only
was.
That, Danny,
mm-hmm.
Not only that, how often do I make these wrestlers go out and set up?
Yeah,
okay?
Never.
They should be out there helping out no matter what. Now,
yeah.
You know what? It's getting to where I'm going to put my foot down, and if you don't want to come out and help out, go home.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if we're short on a show or whatnot. I'm just fed up with these little girls crying, okay? And that's it. And Danny,
yeah.
I feel sorry for you because that's going to be put pressure on both of us.
Yeah.
You know?
And
getting back to the flyers, well, the person I was supposed to do our flyers flicked out on us.
Right.
So there we were, getting a hustle, getting the flyers out, okay? And then when I sent you a flyer, I screwed up, and I pressed the wrong button, and everybody got the wrong flyers, you know, because Santana was on and other stuff wasn't on and whatnot, okay? So that's my bad, you know? But a lot of things happen last minute, people flaking out, you know, crying about this, crying about that, you know. And and I'm not going to play these games. These wrestlers don't want to promote and help out. Too bad. You're not going to get what you want. Okay.
And
that's just how it's going to be from now on. I'm going to be, excuse my language, a major asshole now. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of Mr. Nice Guy.
But that's what I tell him. I go, you know, dude, I'll listen to your story, but when I bring it to Manny, he's just going to say, you know, we don't need you. You know, don't worry. And there's a couple of guys that said, well, I have a booking over here. And I'm like, just take it, dude. Just take that other booking. I'm not going to go to Manny and say he wants to change the first match because he's going to go here. He's just going to tell you, go take that other booking and have me get someone else. And 9 times out of 10, they'll go, okay, don't say anything. I'll be there. But then what they
kind of do. What do I tell you? Give them my number. Give them my number so they can call me instead of calling you.
Yes.
You know. So, and I also put on our chat line, if you have issues, call me up. Not Danny, call me. And I guarantee you're not going to be wrestling.
Yeah, and they won't call. That phone will never ring because they know you're going to go. Well, go ahead and take that booking because you're not coming here. And then that's it. But real quick, since we got 1,000% Knockout Nicolette on the line and, of course, the owner and proprietor of UWC, Manny, on the line, we'll start with Manny. Give us your overall assessment. I mean, although things happen, I don't think anybody's ever had a show without a hitch. You know, I thought, it came out really good. The feedback and everything was tremendous. The people from the production company, it blew their mind. Again, Manny calls me and goes, hey, man, we're thinking of getting this pyro that shoots this. And I'm going, oh, my God, he thinks he's at a football game. And I'm like, puta man. And then when I saw it, I'm like, this is freaking genius. And even Principe Peru calls me Sunday, and he goes, hey, bro, whose idea was that to with the pyro? And I go, that's all, man. He goes, that was freaking genius, bro. He goes, I thought it was awesome. And the pictures that came out, and even Giovanni, the DJ that takes care of everything, he goes, hey, man, can you shoot me some videos of the of when the Roots came out? He goes, because with all the flags and the pyro, that's perfect for me to promote. And I'm like, so it ended up really coming out a little bit better than I thought. So real quick, Manny, give us your overall thoughts on that whole, the way everything turned out, even though we had a little bit of drama.
Well, you know, it was a blessing having the right team. That's what it is, you know. Because before I decided to do it, I called you up and, you know, like my wife, rah, 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 you know, but anyways, Fabi, I still love you, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, dude, what was it? It was almost 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the Saturday before when we were talking?
Oh, yeah, because I went out the day before all that. I went and bought more flyers to put out in restaurants, different places and all that. You and I were down the street hitting the beat, you know, going to different places. You know, and then not only that, our taco lady's grandmother passed away, so I was on the street getting taco ladies, and I just happened to find these ones, and they said, no problem. They enjoyed the show too, you know. So the thing is, I mean, you and I, you know, Pete's family's been helping us a lot. Guyam too. Guyam's been there for us a lot, and I appreciate everything he's done for us. You know, and there's other wrestlers, you know, that want to be there, try to help us and have helped us. And there's others that you know, just flake off the bat. And you know what? We're going to chisel them out, you know, because there's other wrestlers. I told them before, we got other wrestlers that want to come in and wrestle for us. You're not the only one. I don't care. Leave. You know, go for another federation. I don't care. You know, I'm not going to be crying for you or Fabi because I don't care. And that's my mentality and my attitude is now, you know.
And that's also the mentality of the UWC to carry on the tradition, you know what I mean? So real quick, since we're running up against the clock, Nicolette, give us your thoughts on your match because, you know, I thought it came out really well. People were saying, you know, PG Jello is not ready. She doesn't know what she's doing. I went after her personally, but luckily for her, Sky High kept cutting me off. But you finally, when it came down to you and her, it went off and everybody was they wanted to see you get killed, which wasn't going to happen while I'm around. But give us your thoughts on that real quick.
Sure, and that's another thing, too, because I read when you guys posted on Facebook, and you guys were like, we're going to call in, it's going to be another brutally honest show. I think Sonia had posted that. I think, like, that week before, when all the drama was going down, I was talking, like, some of my wrestling friends. They were like, hey, how's everything going? Are you ready for this weekend? And I'm like, I think we might get dropped. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, I said, you know what, honestly, I said, this is reminding me of WrestleMania 33. And one of my friends corrected me, and they were like, that was WrestleMania 31. I don't know if you guys remember, but the Divas were all going to wrestle. And they said that they ran out of time because The Undertaker came out. And they're like, so we just cut all your guys' ring entrances. And the girls were like crying in the back. And they're like, it's always the girls. It's always the Divas that get cut. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I told Sonya, like, if they're going to drop her, I'm going to drop too, because it's not fair that I'm going to say, oh, well, that sucks to be you. I'm going to go out and have a great time. I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then everything worked out really, really well. And like that Sky High phone call, we got like, what, 48 hours before?
Yes.
And I was like, no way. Yeah. And like Louis called me and he was like, is this for real? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, it sucks for you guys. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, that's so cool. Like, the tag team that they got was amazing, you know?
Yeah, it turned out it was a blessing in disguise, because I had been wanting to get Sky High down for a long time.
Yeah, of course, definitely. Yeah. No, I thought our match went absolutely awesome. I did talk to one friend, and he was like, I am looking for girls. And I was like, okay, perfect. I was like, I do have this friend named Jello. I was like, so let us know, like, if you want us to come down and work, just, you know, keep in contact. He's like, okay, yeah. He's like, because I'm always looking for girls. I said, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It snowballs or mushrooms into, you know, totally different different things.
Here's
or whatever.
Thing
so
Manny's saying,
go for it.
Crying about the Flyers. I understand that. Okay. Is somebody calling?
I got to call them right now. Let me see. Let me
you know what?
Ready?
Okay. You can put them on and tell them to hold on. Let finish her point. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with that guest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Nicolette. Finish your point.
Really quick, and you'll back me up on this too, Fabi. It's up to you as a wrestler if the card – and we said this on my live on Instagram. You said you've been booked before as – card subject to change, and many more. Lucha y Mas, right? Okay. So my name got on the flyer, right? It said Nicolette Marie, but it didn't have my photo. Well, it's up to me as Nicolette Marie to build myself, right? So let's say Sean Black doesn't make the flyer. You go, oh, the urban juggernaut, Sean Black, I know him. Amps Up Wrestling, right? He's got to build a name for himself. So like when Gino came on our podcast on WrestleBoss, and he's saying, Ruben went to WWE in 2017. That's all the news. It's up to you to keep building up your name, building up your name. So if somebody sees me and goes, oh, Nicolette Marie, I know who she was. She modeled for a couple of companies. Didn't she used to work with that tag team? You know, I know who her dad is. It's up to you to kind of get your name out there, too.
Right.
Nobody was like, I've never heard of you. You know, I mean, hey, look, at Sky High didn't make the flyer. They had a crowd around them.
And
you know?
But see, that's what we're talking about.
Nick Vander didn't make it.
Why wouldn't
you? Know?
Why wouldn't you, as a wrestler in this day and age, try to hit as many promos as you can? Try to get on a podcast here and there. Try to take your like Legendary takes that belt everywhere, and you know what I mean. So that's what I'm talking about. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. But luckily, you know, everything, you know, after everything was said and done, everything came out well. I have I got no feedback so far. Of anything bad. Everybody was just like, man, that was a show. It came out really well, you know, and everything. So it's good that they don't see what goes on behind
Bobby,
the scenes
please let
or whatever.
Your wrestlers know that are calling in behind me. Let them know that I do have the photos from Paul's Photography. Mark got a hold of me and he said, Nicolette, here's the album. Please submit these to all of your friends. I do have one link, but I don't have all of them because I don't even have photos from mine and Jello's match. I'm still trying to get those. I know it was shot because I know that it was popular. I know we were the only girls there. They're coming in slowly during the week, so just let your friends know, too.
Yeah, and even JBD's texting me right now going, bro, how can I get some of those pictures or whatever? Because Paul's did amazing job. So we'll get that to them. So real quick, because we're running up against the clock, a million thank yous, Nicolette, for coming on and giving the brutally honest, you know, opinion.
Sure.
But before we get out of here, any last words from the owner and the proprietor, Manny Pinson? Or let's put it like this, what's the future hold for UWC?
Well, we all had our one-year anniversary. Monday was our one-year anniversary, you know. And we've been very blessed, you know, to go 1 year, you know, and a lot of ups and downs, but we're going to continue going for another 30 years or whatnot, God willing, you know. And the show that we did do is going to be on video. We're getting everything sliced and diced and hopefully put on YouTube or whatnot and share with everybody.
Perfect. Well, this weekend is 4th of July weekend, so hopefully either the following weekend or the weekend after that, we can all meet, you know, Petey Jr., Sonya, everybody, and figure out a game plan of what's to come, because the feedback is already like, dude, when's the next one? And what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
But for the people listening, it takes time, man. I mean, it took us a while just to get Santana down here and stuff like that. So we'll keep everybody posted, not only on this podcast, but on UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. We'll make sure we keep everybody posted on that as well as all of our social media. So make sure you check that out. A big thank you to Manny Pinson for coming on and giving his point of view and being brutally honest, as he always is, and, of course, to 1,000% Knockout Nicolette. Petey Pete, take us to a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take that caller, and we'll do some news with Sonya. Some of my wrestlers like, hey, bro, got to get me some of these pictures, dude. I'm amazed at how a real, for lack of a better term, photographer can really make these pictures shine. So for the people listening to hear you, UWC Radio, don't forget if you want to call in, we're on the last hour here, you can call 563-999-3016. Talk a little bit about Major Love. We're going to get into some news hopefully soon, but we do have a couple of people on the line. Petey Pete, let me know, how many callers we have, just one?
We got one at the moment. I'm going to put them live right now.
Okay, go ahead and put them on. Caller, are you there?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, who might this be?
Hi, well, this is the commissioner of All Southern California Wrestling. You know me as Lance Winters. How's it going, Fabi?
Man, okay, hold on a second. Dude, where have you been? First of all, for the people listening, Lance Winters, you know, used to be big time Bully Zone or whatever, and I was always like, dude, I think you got something here, bro, or whatever. And then even a few times when we did some live broadcasts from the Wrestling Guy store, you know, Kayam and I have had legitimate heat before. You know, this is, I don't want to say when we were younger because we were old back then too. So I had to have Lance come in and do the show for me because the Wrestling Guy store said, dude, we don't want you both in here together. You go to Starbucks while they interview Kayam and we'll go from there. So Lance actually had to take over the duties of that. And then I didn't see him again. I'm like, dude, you know, I haven't seen him. Then I go to a show at Del O's. I think it was for All Southern California Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. And all of a sudden, Lance Winters is the commissioner or something for this fed. So, dude, first of all, where have you been? And second of all, how did all this come about that you're this commissioner now or whatever?
Well, Fabio, let me be brutally honest with you, you know.
Please
like-
do.
I like how this is the good, the bad, the ugly. So let me tell you the ugly stuff that happened, you know. I had a lot of changes in my life, you know. I went through a transitional page. I had to go find myself, you know. I went up a hill,
yeah.
Down a hill. I saw the tallest mountain, and I looked to the left, and I looked to the right, you know. And then I came back, and I realized, you know, I can do something more. And I've always had people supporting me like you. I've always had people believing in me. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I've been unlocking my potential. I don't even know where it's going to stop, to be honest. But what you saw in me is here, and everyone's seeing it now.
Well, Mark must have seen something because when I went to go, you know, now that I'm older, I get to see these shows or whatever and really just kind of sit and watch, and I see what goes on. You know what I mean? Now,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you, man. That show that I saw, I had to literally get my nephew and take him behind, I think it was Bill Chu that was the timekeeper, and put him in. Dude, there was Legos flying. There was just all this crazy stuff that was going on. And I'm like, well, where's Lance, man, getting this thing under control or whatever? So real quick, talk a little bit about that, you know, and then tell us, you know, did Mark see something in you and go, hey, bro, I think I need you to, you know, since you've got the experience to kind of help me out here and become the commissioner? And then talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so first and foremost, you know, you got to tell the history about it. You know, after I climbed that hill and saw that mountain and came back to reality, I was approached by Mark. I actually met him in Compton Mania, you know, an event in Los Angeles. He was doing refereeing. I was just getting back into photography. I took a little hiatus climbing mountains. And he tells me, he's like, man, I see a vision, and I need someone by my side that I can build this craft with, you know. So we got to talking. We got to settle in things. And I think, you know, after our fourth show, we just had we're having major success, so we're up to something good. Mark's always been the kind of cool cat. I'm not going to lie. I'll give him all his credit. You know, he's been in the business longer than me. You know, I've only been in the business. I'm about 5 years old right now, but
yeah.
In that time, I've grown and seen and done so many things, you know, like you said, backstage roles even, you know, and running podcasts and having fun with the crowd, engaging. So I really have feel like I've grown up with this time with Mark. I feel like we both kind of, like, grew off each other, and now we're, like, making something great, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's all well and good, okay? But like I said, we're brutally honest on this show. You know, I thought, you know, Louis Alfaro, when I saw him at that show, I said, hey, man, I think this kid's got something here. But he got a little crazy, man. I mean, I got to tell you, he might be a little bit too big for his britches because, you know, we ended up wrestling against him. And, I mean, this dude, he what's the word, what do they call it? Where you're not stealth or whatever, but
he's cunning, you know. He's like,
yeah, he's just kind of, yeah, he's kind of low-key. But then we got in that ring, and I'm like, dude. And then after, he was like, bro, I'm telling you, I know you've been in the business for a year, but I got your number. I'm going to do, and I'm like, where did all this come from? And it just got crazy at our match or whatever. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, man, maybe working over there for you guys is kind of giving these guys a different perspective, you know, on their careers or whatever. So, I mean, you guys are starting to blossom over there. So talk a little bit about that, man. I know you guys have stuff in the future that you're working on. First of all, a little too crazy for me because these dudes were, I mean, I saw blood in everywhere and doors and all kinds of stuff. And they
had a
little plastic ring with forks sticking out, and somebody got slammed into that, and I was like, oh my god, or whatever. But I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep rolling on, but talk a little bit about that, because it seems like it's starting to make some strides. I know you were over at the Lucha Arena over on Florence and Maine not too long ago, which is the hotbed for wrestling right now. So go ahead, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. So like you said, first and foremost, talk about Louis. Louis was in our spotlight match. We were presenting him as one way. He decided to go off the rails another way. So I think, like you said, he feels like he kind of has the freedom. You know, we're a newer company. He thinks he can, like, you know, push the buttons a little bit. And you saw he was fighting a little dirty, but
yeah.
You know, what can you do? I can't get in the ring all the time and stop everything. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. You know what I mean? It just ruin everything. I can't. So he's a wild one. That's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, that main event, it was crazy. You know we're at the dojo. You know it was a surprise we even were able to pull that off. But, man, the engagement, everyone was into it, whether they were running away or they were recording and whatnot. So, yeah, man, we've made some strides. You know, we walked to the dojo. Like you said, we were at Lucha Pro recently. The mecca of wrestling down there in L.A., they say, you know, the good old Lucha Pro Florence Arena. And, yeah, we had another banger. It was at the same time as Major Love, so I want to give shout-out to Major Love. I wanted to hear about the good, the bad, the ugly. I've been chatting it up. I've been listening to you guys. I got opinions, too. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to be here to catch up with you because, like you said, I spent some time climbing mountains and going over bridges, and now I'm back to reality, and I want to be grounded with a good foundation, right? What better foundation than with a good friend?
Right. And so what does the future hold for, it's all SoCal wrestling, right?
Yes, it's all Southern California wrestling.
Okay, well, so what does the future hold for them? Because it looks like you guys are making strides to get out there. So what's the future hold for you guys?
Well, to be honest, I was actually calling. I wanted to put you on the spot because, you know, we're talking about being the good, the bad, the ugly, and being straight up. I actually want to kind of extend this bridge. I know we haven't talked in a while, man, and I know it's been a minute, but I want to extend this branch with you and see if we can make something happen. Maybe you and somebody come on down, a representative of you know, the Wrestling Council come on down, you know, for our next show, and we can figure out something. How's that sound?
To All SoCal Wrestling?
Yeah, and All SoCal Wrestling will be in August.
Man,
I'll send you.
You ain't said nothing but a thing. I'll tell you right now, I will definitely accept that because, you know, we used to have a little something called the Raza, and that kind of got split up or whatever, so I brought it back as the Roots. And I saw something in Príncipe Peru and said, dude, you come with us as the Roots, and we'll make it happen or whatever. So if I get to choose somebody or whatever, I'll come down with Príncipe Peru representing the Roots, and I think we can make magic, man. You just tell me the day, the time, the date, and we will definitely be there, bro.
I'll tell you one thing. That Príncipe Peru, he does impress me. He was at one of our shows at our 8-man lucha tournament, our vendors night.
Yes.
He did impress me, so I'm excited to see that since then he's been under your tutelage. He's been on your side of the block, and I would love to see you guys come over. Let me send you some paperwork right after this program.
Let's
do it. I'll send you a contract, and we'll have everything all tidied up, because like you said, communication is key.
Oh, dude, we would absolutely love to do it, and I'm just, for lack of a better term, I am just happy to see somebody who has balls that will say, hey, look, bro, we're confident in our company that you bring yourself down over here and get in this tournament or whatever, and we'll see what happens. So, you know, nothing for nothing, you know, because I'm a wrestler, you know, and we're coming to do damage, and I think that is exactly the place to do damage because I've seen the damage done by All SoCal Wrestling, and I think it would be great, man. We totally accept. I will call Príncipe Peru as soon as we get off this phone right here. I'm 99.9% sure, unless he's got something else happening in Peru, that he's totally down, and I think we can make magic, brother. I'm totally down.
Awesome, man. See, this is something you've always told me. If you want something, go after it. Don't be afraid of the answer. Just ask the question. Remember you told me that, man, so I'm very glad
sure
that I put you on the spot and, you know, we were able to make things work. It would have been very embarrassing for me to have hung up right there, you know. But
perfect.
You're a good
perfect.
Man. I'm a good man. I can't wait to make this money. This is what I'm really thinking about. This could be a very lucrative deal.
You let Mark know I'm totally down. We'll definitely be there for sure. Just send me all the information. We'll promote it here on this podcast, and we'll come down and make some magic, brother. I'm totally looking forward to that. That's All SoCal Wrestling. What's the social
yes,
media
sir.
For that bad boy?
That's All Southern California Wrestling. It's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know the whole deal, everybody, by now.
Right.
Check us out. I do have another announcement. But
go for it.
The announcement is that I'm making an announcement on Monday. So,
okay.
I'll talk to
we'll
you about
them,
that later. I'll send you a message.
I'll have them check it out. And it's funny, too, because I hadn't seen Lance. I forgot about this. I hadn't seen Lance in a long time. And I went to a UEW show. It was at the old Metroflex gym. And we went to go check it out. And I walk in, and that's the first person that I see. And I, what's up, bro? And, oh, you know, I came to check out this talent. I'm over here to check this out. And when we sat down, because Nicolette paid for VIP for us to sit in the front, and I think you were like two seats over from me. And I said, see, this dude is smart. He's coming to check it out and check out the talent to see who worked well with who or whatever. So I think, Mark, I think you made a good choice in making this guy commission. Plus, he's not... you're not afraid. You know what I mean? Hey, bro, I'll bring this guy in and let's see what you got. You prove yourself and we'll see what's happening. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listening to us here, make sure you check out All SoCal Wrestling as that everything comes to fruition. We'll keep everybody, you know, up to date on that. And, of course, check out Lance Winters. Do you have any specific social media that go to check you out there, Lance?
You know, I'm always going to be there at Bullies on Live, Lance Winters on Facebook, but you really want to follow the content. That's All Southern California Wrestling on all platforms. I'd appreciate it.
Perfect. Hey, man, I will definitely be in touch. You send me all the paperwork and stuff that we need to get done, and Príncipe Peru and I will definitely be there, man. I appreciate you calling. All right, my friend?
Thank you, buddy. I can't wait to see the Roots in action.
All right, you got it. Hey, let's take a quick break so we can come back and do some news. Lance Winters, everybody, make sure you check out All SoCal Wrestling, and I'm looking forward to it, man. We'll be right back after this. Lance, I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, thank you, bud.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, it just mushrooms into whatever. Who knew we were going to get a call from, you know, All SoCal Wrestling saying, hey, bro, why don't you and Príncipe Peru team up and come over here and let's see what you got. So I'm like, dude, let's, and I, you know, I talk to Lance every now and again, but you know, it's smart, dude. It just shows you're comfortable in your company to bring in somebody else and say, hey man, let's see what you got. Cause that's what we try to do here. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listening, don't forget to check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com for all the latest information. You're here live at UWC Radio with Sonya and, of course, PDP Jr. So let's get to a quick news segment with Sonya since we're running up against it. I always try to give a little bit more time because, you know, I talk so much. But before we get into the news, I got to tell you, after the pay-per-view was over, you know, I had my nephew with me who is probably the hardest worker out of any of us. You know, he goes and gets the gear. And you know, the thing is, he's only 10, but he knows that you don't go and call the name of the wrestler when he doesn't have his mask on or whatever. So I'll say, hey, you know, go give this envelope to Kayam or whatever, but don't call his name. Because, and he goes, I know. And so he'll just take off and make sure he already knows that you don't do that. So he wanted to watch the pay-per-view for AEW. So I said, okay, well, let's get some pizza on the way home and we'll go check it out. Dude. I mean, it was amazing. And again, it just goes to show that, you know, when you're AEW and you're comfortable in your product, you'll bring in New Japan and have your guys go up against New Japan. And it was probably one of the best pay-per-views I've seen, well worth the money. You know, it was great or whatever. So go ahead, Sonya or Pete, did you guys get a chance to see that pay-per-view? Were you guys still partying after the show?
No,
we were actually still partying after the show.
Yeah. Well, what did you do after the show, Sonya? Did you guys go take PG Jello to Chuck E. Cheese, or how'd you guys celebrate?
we all went back because Michael just moved to the area over there, so we got pizza and went back to his new house. So,
and Petey Peaks?
I was with
same
them.
Thing.
I was
he went
with
them.
And then we recorded the podcast.
What'd you do? You went to see Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
No, I went back to Michael's place as well, and then we recorded an episode of our podcast as well.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. Well, real quick, Sonya, do you have any specific news or whatever? Because, you know, the Raw, you know, AEW Dynamite was on today. They had something I missed it or whatever, so, you know, I don't know.
The John Cena being 20 years in WWE. He was on Raw on Monday. And then there was another article about this guy. I'm going to say I forgot his name.
Is it Joey Ryan?
Joey Ryan.
Okay.
Working for Disneyland.
Hold on. Let's go back, okay? Let's go back to John Cena. You know, it was his 20-year anniversary. Okay, let's get some thoughts on this because, you know, I've told the story a million times how I was training with those guys in UPW and he kept telling me, I got a contract. I'm like, yeah, right, and look at him now. But regardless of what you say and what people, you know, they think, oh, you're a mark if you like John Cena. Hey, man, that dude's always been in shape. You know, he's never been in trouble. He's done the most Make-A-Wish Foundation things than like – all the stars combined or whatever. So you have to give it to him. I mean, he did do it right or whatever. I mean, don't you think,
Sonya?
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, at first I didn't like him, but, like, now that I'm starting to see his acting and stuff, like, I loved him ever since Peacemaker.
Yeah. And PDP, what do you think?
You know, I've been a fan since the Dr. Thuganomics phase when he was doing the rapping and all that. I've liked him. I feel like he is, like, so when he came out as the prototype, then he was, you know, but he was that perfect prototype superstar. WWE had been trying to find a new Hulk Hogan. They could not find a new Hulk Hogan. They tried. You know, and if you listen to the Bruce Prichard podcast, he's always talking about everything they were trying to do. What will we do with Hogan? What will we do with Hogan? And then they got John Cena, and Cena fit that bill. He was but the thing that he was able to do that Hogan wasn't for years was he was a good heel as well as a good face.
Yeah.
Where Hogan was a face for so long, you know, he could do both. And then, like you said, he's in shape.
he could go. He had great matches. He had he had the charisma, you know, and like everything about him was is just he was made to be a WWE superstar.
Well, let's put it this way, and we'll take it around the horn. Do you think there will ever be a day that they will turn John Cena heel? I think it would be genius if they did. I don't think that it'll happen because he does so much stuff like that, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation and stuff like that. So I don't think that they actually, you know, in all reality can. But I think if they made him a heel, it'll just blow. Well, look at Roman Reigns. They made him a heel, and look what that did for him. So I think that that would be cool, but I don't think they'll ever do it just for the specific fact like that people ask for him and the kids love him and the Make-A-Wish Foundation and all that. We'll start with PDP. You think they'll ever make him a heel?
I don't think he'll ever go back to being a heel again. I think he's too ingrained in the real world now as such a good guy. Like, there's so much about him meeting fans and doing the Make-A-Wish and, you know, and the surprising fans at these shoots, stuff like that, that so many people see him as, like, he's just a nice guy that I don't think people would buy him as a heel again.
Yeah. Sonia?
Agree. I don't see him as being a heel at all. I think it would be great. I like heels. I always cheer for the heels.
I think we can all agree that if they did, it would be amazing, but it's just not going to happen. It just can't. I mean, business is business. So that I think it's pretty cool. I mean, props to him. I mean, nothing but respect for that guy. And let me tell you something. When Nicolette and I went to a house show, it was probably 5 years back, and he was, you know, like gone to do movies or doing stuff or whatever, but I mean, everybody went to that show, and everybody has kids. And, I mean, everybody had the John Cena shirt. They had the wristbands. They had the headband, the little spinning belt or whatever. I mean, I was just amazed. And I was like, man, I can imagine what this guy does in merchandise because it was just amazing. And you can't stop that train. You know what I mean? He comes out with a new shirt that's sold out or whatever. So I think, you know, that you got to keep him a face or whatever. So it props to him, though. He does, you know, do a good job, and he is the epitome of what a wrestler should be. Now, we should have had Nicolette stay on the line for this one because I've known Joey Ryan for a long time. I mean, when I used to work for Revolution Pro for Ron Rivera back in the day, him and Scott Lost were a tag team back then, and they were, you know, they were young guys. You know, when we were already getting older, and they were so quiet, I wasn't even able to, what's the word I'm looking for, to figure out Joey Ryan or whatever. And then he got into this, you know, this gimmick where he's sucking a lollipop and he's sticking it in his pants and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, well, that, you know, that's a gimmick. He might have to, you know, to play it up or whatever so that you know, but I don't know what they're looking for. And so I thought, well, maybe that just, you know, blossomed from there, and people are just taking it too serious. But then, you know, first of all, let's put it this way, and of course, we'll take it around the horn. I wish Nicolette would call back in or whatever, because I would definitely like to get her thoughts on this. But, you know, I you can't believe everything that you read, but it seems like it's overwhelming the people who said, yeah, man, this guy's been like this or whatever, and he did this, and all, but I mean, Who do you believe? How do you know? We're not there. Just like people don't see the behind the scenes like we just talked about. We just see the finished product. So how do you know what to believe? How do you know what's where? Or how do you know it's not this 17, 18-year-old girl who really liked him and he shunned her, so she put that out there? Because Pete and Sonia, once you get that stigma, it's hard to get it off. I mean, like when I was coaching in high school, they asked me, you know, well, we have a girls' team now. We'd like you to coach that. And I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You get somebody mad, and all they have to say one time is that you did something or touched them in the wrong way, and you can't get rid of that stick. So let's take it to Sonia.
I'm going to bring it back in.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to bring Nicolette back in. It's Nicolette.
Oh, Nicolette, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Did you get a chance to hear what we were saying about the, you know, if somebody says that, you know, regardless if it's true or not, you have that stink on you that you touch somebody the wrong way or something, even if it's true or it's not. So, real quick, since we got Nicolette back on the line, you, even though you were a young kid, we knew who Joey Ryan was, and you kind of know who he is. Do you think that it's really that true? I mean, dude, he can't even work at Disneyland now because they put a big article out in the Times saying he was there, and Disneyland fired him. So, Nicolette, what do you think?
Wow. You know what? I remember when the hashtag speaking out was going around, but I do remember that we went to Lucha Expo in San Diego. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And that was
one
of the, like, last times that Joey Ryan he did girls' match. And I went down to the booth to go get a photo with him, and people were like, he's super inappropriate. And I was like, I had no problems with him. I didn't.
Wow.
But the thing is, though, that when this hashtag was on Twitter, people have the screenshots and everything to back it up.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Even if you go on Twitter right now, you can run the hashtag, and a lot of people will pop up. And that's a thing, too, because you know that, you know, I did a speaking out thing, too. I did a whole post on Instagram for it, and I had my screenshots for a certain person. But if you run the hashtag on Twitter, you'll find everybody's name on there.
Yeah.
So
I mean, even somebody got busted, like in like New Japan, this girl came forward and she was like talking about training and stuff. It's all on there. I mean, I'll show them to you if you ever want to see them. But yeah, run it on Twitter. Hashtag, people call it speaking out or speak out. Yeah, and as long as people have their screenshots to back it up, it's true.
I didn't know all this. That's why it's good that we had Nicolette come back on. So, I mean, like Marty Scurll. That dude is the epitome of a badass wrestler. But, we don't know the full story, but what the story was he, ended up being with this girl, and she told him she was 21, and she turned out to be 16, and it's too late. I mean, what do? Do you start checking IDs? Or do you think you just can't be a knucklehead and just watch what you do and go to your hotel and go to sleep and get ready for your match the next day? Or Pete, you kind of get what I'm saying? I mean, you got to watch yourself, right?
Especially in the public eye, you have to be cautious and stuff like that. I mean, in general, I feel like you should be cautious and stuff like that. But especially if you're a high profile person, it's so easy for someone to come back and especially in text message, in something where it can be saved, and screenshotted and shared.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be a scumbag.
And they're so stupid. You should know. You do something stupid and you send a dirty picture or you say something or whatever, that doesn't go away. And now you have it. There's a paper trail or whatever. But, I'm real quick, Nicolette, you actually took how many months off of wrestling because some of the girls took time and said, hey, man, we're all not going to wrestle for X amount of months because we're going to stand together because this goes on a lot. Now, I've never seen it because I definitely, and I know for sure Manny wouldn't put up with that crap. They would be out of there so fast.
Anytime.
Plus,
I'll
they would get an ass. So, Nicolette, talk a little bit about that. You actually took some time off because of this, right?
I did. I only took off 1 month. The story broke in January, and I think I sat out for the month of February, and I just did my speech for Malice. For the last show, and then I came back after that. It was just that one particular story because it just hit so close to home for me, and I was like, whoa, I knew these people. Like, I worked with them. I knew who they were. I'm not saying anybody else who posted and speaking out was minor, that's not a big problem. But I even saw, too, I don't know if you guys know, remember Gino Rivera? Everybody knows him. And then he has a student in his off-the-ropes class. Her name's Gypsy Mac. She's a very pretty girl. And she posted, and she said, here we are a year later. She said, when all these girls came out for speaking out, she said, and these guys are still getting bookings. And that's the thing. People were getting bookings like, oh, but we can get him for $30, but we could get him for $25. So let's just get him. Who cares? Yeah, exactly. It's been a year later, they changed. The people would say, oh, they went to a fake rehab and, they got clean and that's not them anymore. Oh, we just removed them as top trainer. They don't train people anymore and touch them inappropriately. They're just a student now, so just book them. So it still goes on today, and it's whoever wants to speak up and who speaks up and continues to get booked because that's what happened. Some of the girls would speak up and say, hey, this time they say, well, then you're thrown off the card and we'll still take him.
When Nicolette first started, this is what happened. She started, it was actually Della O who said, hey, why don't you have Nicolette bring the flag out for you or whatever, and it really took off. She started selling merch, and I said, well, look, even if you're going to be a manager or a valet, you have to learn to take a bump. You have to learn this and that because, if not, you're just a showpiece. So she started training. We started showing how to take a bump and everything because you have to do it. The phone was ringing off the hook. And she'd go, hey, Jefe Moceno Viramontes called from Yucatan and the Merida and wants to. I'm like, dude, I never heard of this dude. Hell no, you're not going to Mexico by yourself. You know, and you start getting all these calls.
Oh, yeah.
So luckily, she had somebody who knew the business. Now, you got Sonia over here with PG Jello. She literally just had, well, she had the spot with the referee, but now she, you know, she had a match or whatever, and you see what I'm talking about, Sonia? They're already saying, hey, man, we'd like to bring that over here or whatever. So now you have to kind of, you know, keep an eye on things to make sure that stuff like that doesn't happen. So you kind of get what we're talking about here? Yeah, I mean, I know
I
you're
do.
Protective as it is.
I'm super overprotective with her. I'm a super helicopter mom. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't do anything without me knowing. Like, that's my baby.
Yeah, but you know, we wouldn't even think of that, especially when we were training with Pete and all that. We wouldn't even think of it. We would get a beat from him.
When
and now,
Jello was,
go ahead.
When Jello was going to the trainings, Chaz and Robbie Phoenix were both warning her about that, and they're like, if anybody ever tells you anything, you tell us right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they are looking out for her like that. Like, they were just, like, warning her, like, you know, they do that. They will cop a feel. They will do this. If you feel uncomfortable, let us know.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a shame because when Nicolette wrestled Candy Girl, I went to pick her up for a slam because everything got all crazy, and I slammed her. And after the match, she was like, thank you so much for taking care of me. And I'm like, well, what are these guys doing, you know, or whatever. And it's a shame that you have to watch out for that.
I don't think they care that they're gross.
But to me, it's like in jiu-jitsu or whatever. It's the trainer. The trainer says, hey, look, man, if you're going to be training with me and my name is on you, do not do this and do not do that and, you know, whatever, and you should know better or whatever. So before we get out of here and wrap it up, you know, it's hard for me. I see Joey Ryan. I feel bad for him. But if the proof is there, I got to find you guilty, you know? And especially if you're working and somebody sees you and says something and it comes out on the LA Times and they fire you, that's crazy.
I mean,
so,
if it's true, you don't want this dude working at Disneyland anyway.
No, especially Disneyland. Well, let's take it around the horn real quick. Nicolette, guilty or not guilty?
I mean, for me, I specifically did not run Joey Ryan's name. I never did.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have to run that one on Twitter, and then I'll have to come back and see
what
I find.
Yeah, check it out. Because, I mean, you you can't believe everything you hear and what you read. But if screenshots are there and stuff like that, man, it's really hard, you know, not to do that. Now, PDP, what do you think?
You know, it goes back to if he did it, and based on the allegations I read and based on the stuff that I've seen, it does seem pretty, like, it's rough. It's rough, and it's hard to say. You know what? I feel bad for the guy. Like people need to work. The dude needs a job.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like Disneyland is not the place. Disneyland is not the place.
Exactly. Yeah. And they don't want that reputation. They definitely don't want that reputation.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, what do you think? He should have shaved his beard and wore a coronavirus mask so nobody could see him, or what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't be recognized.
Yeah. I feel bad because I would just hate for that to be the case where some girl is just disgruntled and says, hey, man, this guy – well, let's put it this way. I can't reveal the person, but there's a certain wrestler that teaches – that is a school teacher, and he told me, I do not go past the third grade. He goes, I will not teach fourth grade and above. He goes, because it just takes one girl to say one thing, and that's it. You know, you're just
you
in
never
trouble.
Know.
So
well,
I will,
some kids
and,
are. Some people
and not
are
only
messed
that,
up where they will lie on stuff like that, though. You know.
And he said, not only that, but after third grade, when they get to fourth grade, I can't control them. The way the parents bring them up or whatever, they tell the teacher F you, and you can't tell them, you can't discipline them anymore or whatever, so I won't go past the third grade or whatever. That's a shame. It should be up to the parents or whatever, but look what happens. You know, then we have this in the mix because they don't know any better. So I'll tell you right now, that will never go on a UWC, and if that does, please let me know or let Manny know, and I guarantee you that whoever that is will be out on there. But we just have to make sure that, you know, that we're not – it's not just an allegation. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Sonia, you see, you do your new segment, and that's what happens. we get on a roll. But anyways, Nicola, thanks for calling back in. I appreciate it because I remember she took that whole month off in solidarity with a bunch of the girl wrestlers, which is good. You know, they're going to say, hey, man, we're not going to stand for that crap. We'll go away. And then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so
and they were pretty good offers, too. And I was like, I can't fill these. I was like, but can I give them to Favi? Because it was like, we'll fly you to Mexico. And then it was like, I'll fly you out. I'll put you in Oscar. You'll put me in a place to stay. And free training. And you can bring a friend. I was like, okay, awesome. Favi could be my friend. Never mind. We'll close down.
Yeah, do you know my dad? He wrestles as King Favi. You know what? Never mind. We're going to go some direction or whatever. So it's a bunch of BS. So just got to be careful. I don't think PG Jello has anything to worry about because Sonya will do severe damage as well as PDP.
Yes.
So.
And anyway, Jello is going to be UWC exclusive for a while.
Exactly. She will take that thing that you smash the lemons with, that hot dog on a stick, and just do damage on people. So.
Yeah, and she is very well trained in MMA.
Yeah.
She could choke grown ass men out.
Which is smart. Which is smart.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. So again, Nicola, thanks for calling back in and
giving us your
real perspective on that. PDP, take us to a quick break. Just one song. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up and we'll get out of here. Go ahead. You know, before we get out of here, I'm going to say a quick prayer. You know, I hope you'll join with me in this prayer because I watched Raw, a little bit of Raw Monday, so join me in this. God, please let Chad Gable get out of WWE. I mean, that is the most wasted talent that I have ever seen in my life. I feel so bad for him. If you can maybe make something to where he can get out of his contract and do his, 60-day no-compete and go somewhere where he will be appreciated, I will be most appreciative if you could do that. So thank you. Amen. Before we get out of here, that guy is so... I see him and I'm like, man, he's in shape. You know, he's got a tan. His moonsault is second. The only one who had a better moonsault than him is Kurt Angle because they just kind of float in the air and come down.
They kind of remind me of each other, actually.
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? Make this guy a star. He has got star written all over him. I don't know much in this world, but I can spot somebody and say, man, this guy's got something. And that, maybe he's just a little small. You know, but I mean, in this day and age, in this day and age, look at Rey Mysterio and people. You send that guy to New Japan, he will blossom into something you've never seen before. I mean, he is talented. And well, let's put it this way: my stepdad hates wrestling. He thinks it's so silly or whatever. But I was always watching it at home, and we went to go check out a powerlifting meet or something. And Kurt Angle had just got into the business, and he was signing autographs. And he starts walking over there, and I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, he walks up to Kurt Angle, and he had just got started in the business. And he goes, "You know what? I've seen you on TV, and you're a real wrestler." He goes, "I really like your stuff, and I respect that you're a real wrestler, and can what's it called? That parlayer." Make it into the pro wrestling career. And I'm standing there with my mouth open going, where did this come from? So, if the talent's there, they're going to see it. And people who ain't even into wrestling are going to go, man, that dude is something. And I think that's Chad Gable. So props to him. I said a prayer for you, Chad. Hopefully everything's going to come to fruition and we can shine like you should. But anyways, big thanks, for everybody that came on, the owner and proprietor himself, Manny Pinson, for the people who don't know, he's the one, he told me, hey, man, I want to keep UWC alive. I appreciate everything Pete's done for me. Let's get this thing going. I think he's done a pretty good job because he's really, put out a lot of his money to get it to where it is today, and I think it's just going to keep going from there. Just bringing Santana, and having him here was just a big coup for UWC because I think that dude's really underrated and he kind of showed what he had for that show. So we appreciate him coming on. Of course, 1,000% Knockout Nicolette for coming on twice, you know, and giving her thoughts on not only the UWC show, but what's going on in the wrestling world today. And, of course, Lance Winters for coming on and saying, hey, bro, bring some of that over here, dude. We'd love to have you. Let's see what you got, man. You know how they say put your money where your mouth is? For him to call in the show and go, hey, bro, put your money where your mouth is. Come over here. Let's see what you got. So we look forward to that. Don't forget, you can check out all SoCal Wrestling, and you can check out Lance Winters on Bully Zone Live to get all the information. We'll keep everybody up to date on what's happening with that, as well as the future with UWC. Again, Sonia, thank you so much for your news. Man, you just barely lit the spark, man, and we lit that bad boy on fire. It just goes to show what's going on. And, of course, Petey Pete for running the boards. If it wasn't for him running the boards, there'd be nothing, because I just barely got here. It literally...
Yeah.
Like 6 minutes before we went on air or whatever, so we appreciate that. And, of course, Paul's Photos. Don't forget, you can check out paulsphotos.com. Give Mark Common a call. I am amazed at how, even while we're talking, while we're on this show, my phone's blowing up. Hey, bro, can I get some of those pictures? Dude, this picture was awesome. Send it to me. So it just goes to show. Yeah, that they're on
it. I want all the ones in Jell-O.
There was a pretty cool picture of it was PG Jell-O. And then it was Santana Jackson and Drew Masters.
Drew Masters?
I put that out, and everybody was like, "Dude, that is a cool picture, or whatever." So it
is.
It just keeps blossoming.
They take amazing photos. They do a really good job.
They sure do. We need to go back over there, man. Well, he wants to do a show over there, so we'll talk about that too. Bring that show out to Torrance, man, and blow it up out there. So again, Sonia, a million thank yous for coming on. Don't forget, you can check out Sonia. What is it? Sonia Ana Marquez on the social
Sonia
media.
Sonia Ariana.
Ariana, look at, known her for 40 years, and I'm over here, Sonia Ana. So
I'm
make
not
sure
even
you 40 check.
Yet.
Okay, I'm sorry, I've known her for 20 years. So make sure you check it out. Of course, Pete Jr., appreciate everything that you do, man. We'll get everybody's social media out there so they can follow you guys and check out everything on there. Hopefully, we'll see everybody on Tuesday, but as you can see, I'm slacking. I got to make the – luckily, Pete knows what he's doing, so we're able to do a Wednesday show. So hopefully we'll see everybody and talk to everybody on Tuesday. If not, we'll make sure we keep everybody updated to let them know what's going on. So, Pete, get us out of here. Sonia, I'll see you soon. Pete, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
We appreciate everybody listening to us. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everybody.